Welcome to Study, Grow, Know, where we discuss theology, prophecy, and current political issues from a conservative biblical perspective. Here's your host, Dr. Fred DeRuvo.
Hi, this is Dr. Fred. You're listening to another episode of Study, Grow, Know, and I do want to thank you for joining me today. This audio is going to represent the first in a series called God's Coming Great Reset. I have these articles about this subject at my blog, studygrowknowblog.com, but I also wanted to put them in audio form so that folks can listen to them in their cars, via their phone, Bluetooth, etc. sermonaudio.com/studygrowknow. And I also have a link, and will be placing a link for the audio in each of the articles at my studygrowknowblog.website. Now, I'm sure you've been paying attention here and other places where mention of the World Economic Forum's Great Reset is coming. And in fact, it appears as though it is being currently built. The stated goal is to literally transform society globally into, unfortunately, a third world situation. Now, they don't say it's a third world situation, but that's ultimately what that means. Except for the people, of course, who make up the globalists, the elite, those in charge, and who would operate at the exclusive level high above the rest of us peons and serfs. Now, what we're actually seeing, is the fulfillment of Psalm 2 and the quote-unquote rage of nations. These people are coming together to do everything they can to throw off the chains that they believe those chains are from God, because they don't want to fall under his moral compass any longer. And so we have this great building in society to that end. Now, in this case, it is the rage of globalists leading the charge who seek to fully control all of the earth. All of this appears to simply be humanity's last gasp, if you will, of an attempt to unseat God and his throne and his right to rule, and instead install leaders from humanity as gods instead of God. Now, does this sound familiar? Well, it should, because it is simply a global echo of what Satan has always planned for himself. The reason this article that I'm talking about right now, this episode is part one, is because I'd like to highlight and discuss aspects of Satan's plan to rule the world versus God's plan. And we're going to get into that over this series. Now, this is going to include an outline of events that are in front of us. I'm not going to attempt to set any kind of dates, because that's absurd. It's unbiblical. It goes way beyond what Scripture has revealed to us. And in spite of this, many are still involved in trying to come up with formulas that they believe reveal future dates when they say things will happen. I'd like to start this entire series off with a reminder from 2 Timothy 3 and 2 Timothy 4, 3 to 4. Here are the first five verses of 2 Timothy 3. "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away." That was 2 Timothy 3, 1-5, King James Version. And also, the next sections, "For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts, they shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fable." 2 Timothy 4, 3-4. And then with those two passages that I just read, the world is dealt a two-punch defeat. We can even throw in 2 Thessalonians 2:11 and 12 into the mix, which says this, "And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they would believe a lie, that they might all be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness." Now, Satan has been working overtime to achieve his goals. He uses and deceives the oligarch technocrats of this earth who believe they actually own this planet. They believe that they were put here for the very purpose of ruling all the rest of humanity. Satan has blinded them to think that they're working for themselves, doing his bidding to ensure that they and they alone will be the supreme rulers of planet Earth, and all the resources of this planet will be available for them and for their offspring to use as they will. This is why the lies, for instance, of climate change, sustainability, and all the rest of the politically correct nonsense are pushed on us 24/7. I mean, this attempt to brainwash the masses is a full-time affair, and many to most have succumbed to it. Now, because of the recent alleged problems with the election, it appears that globalists have outdone themselves in pulling the electoral strings. Just today, we learned that the Supreme Court of the United States has declined. They've just thrown a whole bunch of voter fraud cases out. They're not even interested, and it's February 21st or 22nd here, and they don't even care. They're not interested. There's nothing that they're willing to look at. Well, if this is all true, that globalists have outdone themselves, they're all high-fiving themselves and laughing hysterically at us. They even have their jackboots in Congress and the media deciding that all who question this election need to pay for what they call treason and insurrection. In other words, don't you even dare ask a question about whether or not there was any form of fraud with respect to this election. Ignore the fact that 27,000 troops are protecting the White House behind a 12-foot-high fence. But both McConnell and Pelosi repeatedly told the D.C. chief of police no when he asked many times to bring in the National Guard for the January 6th rally for Trump. And then we learned today that the D.C. police are now saying that this 12-foot-high fence needs to be there until September. And it's only February. I mean, really, what we're looking at is kind of a banana republic here. This is what they do in third world countries. It appears that the entirety of Trump's 4 years may have been mired in ineptitude and deliberate obstructionism, according to author Patrick M. Byrne, who was involved with Sidney Powell and General Flynn in attempting to help Trump through the alleged voter fraud situation. Now, if you go to my blog, studygrownoblog.com, and you look for this article, God's Coming Great Reset Part 1, you'll notice there are links to it. So I've got a link to the article with Patrick M. Byrne. And you can scroll to the bottom of it and view the whole thing. I provide the link for the information purposes only. I find it interesting, and if true what Patrick Byrne says, then the Trump administration was literally a mess, simply because either Trump was deliberately kept in the dark by obstructionists within his administration, or he was unable to see the reality himself. And it's possible it was both. Now, added to this, Attorney General Barr not only worked against Trump, but it came out that he actually worked with Biden's team to ensure that EOs were ready to sign by Biden when he took office. Anyone who knows anything about Barr knows that he was Mr. Swamp Creature himself, going all the way back at least to the days of Randy Weaver, Ruby Ridge, and you can research that if you like. What is most interesting to me is that Christians understand the Bible teaches that Satan has simply pulled the wool over the elite's eyes as they believe they have pulled the wool over our eyes. So it's an interesting situation. The globalists believe they're pulling the wool over our eyes. They believe they've got something done that couldn't be done otherwise, but they know how badly we're looking at this situation, and yet, in spite of the fact that to us it appears like there was massive election fraud or at least questionable situations in various states throughout the United States, they know that we know. They know that we're questioning it, and they don't care. They got what they needed to get. Now, we Christians, who are the only ones who are actually truly woke, and I hope you're one of them, because we understand that the deception the elite exists under will ultimately be their undoing. However, before that happens, Satan needs them as his workhorses to bring the entire world together in a one-world government. And that's absolutely necessary because, first of all, it's foretold in the Bible. And this is why many Christians, professing Christians, seem not to have a clue about what's coming, what's here. And they prefer to listen to the lies proffered by many of today's quote-unquote prophets and apostles of NAR, New Apostolic Reformation. Now, I see many of these prophets, quote-unquote, their names pop up on social media constantly. Their prophecies always speak of what is supposedly right around the corner and how the USA will be magically saved by God himself through Trump or someone else. To many of these same folks, Q is viable and believable and is only quiet now because of all the things that are allegedly going on behind the scenes, and we're supposedly waiting for the military to do what they're going to do sometime in March or April. Okay. Most recently, I read on Gab this past February 12th that the coming rescue will occur and the USA will be saved. Others have said it won't happen until March or even April, as I mentioned. I'm seeing these types of posts on numerous social network channels all over the place. I think it's actually safer to say that the Calvary is not coming and we'd better focus on what is and what will likely be. And Jesus himself described the days we're living in his Olivet Discourse of Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21. The days leading up to the actual tribulation were not looking good. And folks, we appear to be living in them now. My heart goes out to my children and their children. We have no idea. We just don't know how bad things are going to get in America or the world. Do we? We really don't know. We will be getting into as much specific information as possible, as revealed through Scripture, and we can see if that's playing out any place throughout the world right now. I'm going to try to keep these things brief if I can, and again, include charts and pictures, but you'll have to go to my articles, of course, to see those. Now, in general, and even with respect to many specifics, God has revealed his plans. And those plans take into consideration and highlight Satan's plans. What's ultimately coming is not humanity's great reset, but God's great reset. So I've kind of done a play on words here. Humanity's great reset, as envisioned by the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab, the founder, is simply the time just before and including the duration of the seven-year tribulation. Satan is on a leash. He's always been on a leash. If he wasn't on a leash, he would have killed Job. He'd likely kill each Christian who was fully committed to God and his will. Satan has limited power. Even if he's not on a leash, he is not omniscient, he is not omnipotent, nor is he omnipresent. Satan is not God, and that reality is very bristling to him. Yet he has been working since his own fall to prove God wrong. This, of course, is the height of arrogance, and his end will come soon enough. But in the meantime, Satan runs around the globe working through the elite who work so hard for him without even realizing the depths of Satan's hatred for them and all human beings, because we are made in God's image. Satan has convinced these globalists, these elite, these exceedingly wealthy and powerful people that he is the true light bearer. And on an equal footing with God Almighty, Satan just needs the population of the earth, along with his fallen angels, to tip the scales in order to dethrone God. That's what he believes and wants to make happen. And because of this, human followers believe Satan, as Lucifer, is the one who really cares about them, providing them with their riches and wisdom to create their paradise over the entire earth. This goes all the way back to the origins of Gnosticism. And we'll get into the idea here that Gnosticism is simply the New Age by another name. That's what we're dealing with today. Now, as far as these elite are concerned, their attitude toward the rest of us is no different from Satan's, who hate us as much as possible, but they hide that hatred with those that he needs to work through. I mean, this is all extremely clear in many New Age and Luciferic and Gnostic writings that have been produced over the decades from the first century. These people are seriously, seriously deluded. They need salvation. They believe the lies of the enemy and willingly do his bidding. They think they will rule with Lucifer, and they believe their work will actually help Satan to come out in plain sight to be king of this world. They believe they will be richly rewarded with eternal physical life on earth and will be Satan's go-to people when he sets up his kingdom. Now, these elites, these globalists, do not understand that Satan is blinding them and has blinded them, and under their blindness is using them for the purposes of setting up his earthly kingdom, which will be allowed by God to exist for 7 years, Daniel 2. And you can also check Daniel 9, 24 through 27. Satan could not care less about the welfare of these globalists, but of course he knows that to get what he needs, he must outwardly treat them as if they truly are worthy, which is why they're so blessed with untold wealth, and with wealth comes power. So the elite are doing all the grunt work while Satan provides the unction. It is leading to the one-world global empire that the elite themselves believe they will rule over. Revelation 17 tells us that 10 kings, 10 of them will rise to do just that, but their reign will be very short-lived. In effect, once they coalesce the entire world into one and take their thrones, it will be then that Antichrist makes his move. He will rise from outside of them, not be part of their group of 10. He will take 3 of them out to show them he means serious business, and the remaining 7 will bow in allegiance to him. We're going to get into this. We're going to get into all of this as we go through this series, so I hope you'll join me for all of it. We're going to get into all the details with Scripture, beginning with our next installment. We will cover events leading up to the tribulation, as much as God has revealed at any rate, the events of the tribulation, the events after the tribulation and the return of Jesus, the millennial kingdom events, and what follows. We will also cover the rapture. Now, all of this incorporates God's great reset, and he will be victorious in accomplishing it. And I hope you'll join me then. Until then, I want to thank you for joining me today. Look for more in this series and other audios on sermonaudio.com/study-grow-know. And until we meet again, I pray that God will open your eyes to show you how blessed you are in him.
You've been listening to Study, Grow, Know with Dr. Fred DeRuvo. Please join us each week for new broadcasts that deal with theology, prophecy, and political issues from a biblical, conservative perspective.